And away we go, back for hour number two today, Tuesday, October the 29th, 2019, 17 minutes past the hour, 7 days till Election Day. Can you believe that? It's coming up fast. Well, we have got trivia questions on the table here. I'm going to run down these again and see if anybody wants to answer. We had a call during the break there, so maybe somebody will come up with the right answer here. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Does anybody know that? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? Now, the other question is, how many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold in the United States? Now, you can come within five. How many types of Dunkin' Donuts are sold within the United States, and how many cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee is sold every second? Now, if you come within five, I'll give you the correct answer. Now, we're also doing breakfast food slogans. Now, I'm going to give you the slogan, and you have to give me the breakfast food. Now, we did well with this yesterday. Now, today, kind of been in and out. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what breakfast cereal that is? Full of surprises. Now, here's another one. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. What slogan for a breakfast food is that? The simpler, the better. Does anybody know what that is? The simpler, the better. All right. Does anybody know the answers? Let's run through them again here. The simpler, the better. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Full of surprises. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what breakfast foods those are? Now, we do have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, good through the first of the year, and we also have tickets to Sleepy Hollow down at Tecumseh, which are good through Thursday. Or if you would like to call in and just be the smartest person in Marion today, or maybe surrounding counties as well, give us a call, 740-383-9944. If the phone line rings busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. Also, does anybody know about the apple fritter versus the banana fritter? Allegedly, Jeff Ruth knows all about this, but I had no idea that the fritters were his favorite thing. I had never heard that. Now, a banana fritter sounds better than an apple fritter to me. I would rather probably have the banana fritter, but I don't eat a lot of sweets, to be honest with you. I think I've said this before. I don't keep anything with flour or sugar in the house. I don't know. It started a long time ago, and I just have kept up with it. I'm not diabetic. I don't have any allergies or anything to any of that. And if I'm out and somebody orders it, I will eat that stuff. But I just don't keep it at home. So I don't eat that stuff. I don't have donuts. I don't have cereal. I don't have sugary drinks. I don't have any of that stuff at home. Pies, cakes, nothing like that. But fritters I want to know about, because maybe I will buy some fritters, because I do have to go to the grocery store today. So maybe I'll pick up some fritters while I'm there if I actually know what they are. I know they're brown. I know they obviously have fruit in them, but I don't know beyond that. Now, this morning, we're also talking about milkshakes. Does anybody know the best place in town to get a milkshake? Or the best place in a surrounding county? Because I know we have a lot of interesting places around the county that are good for milkshakes. There are all kinds of little Dairy Queens and things like that in surrounding counties like LaRue and Caledonia and Green Camp and places like that. So if I want to get the most delicious milkshake, where would I want to go to get it? Or is there a restaurant here in Marion that does a really good job with milkshakes? The reason I don't know this is because I don't order them. when I'm out. And I don't want to go through testing every milkshake, so you have to help me here and let me know where the best milkshake is. 740-383-9944. Because I tell you where I have went through this. I used to like, well, I still do, an Oreo Blizzard from Dairy Queen. And that's still one of my favorite things. And I think you can get that year-round now because Dairy Queen's open year-round. But as far as desserts go, that was probably my favorite dessert. It's a toss-up between the Oreo Blizzard at Dairy Queen and the fried ice cream that you used to get at Chi-Chi's. Remember Chi-Chi's? I used to love that. But for some reason, when you go to another ice cream place, the Blizzards, they don't call them Blizzards, but they basically are the Oreo Blizzard at other restaurants, do not taste like the Dairy Queen Blizzard. Now, does anybody know why that is? Is there a former Dairy Queen employee, or is there somebody who has also loved these Blizzards that goes to other places to order them and feels the same way I do? Why do the Blizzards not taste the same? The Oreo and the Oreo is the one I go for. I think it was the original Blizzard, too, was the Oreo Blizzard. Does anybody know why they don't taste the same at other restaurants? The only place you can get one that tastes exactly how it's supposed to taste is at the Dairy Queen here on Main Street in Marion. I don't know why that is. There's something about that. But do other people feel the same way? Let me know. Or is there a product that... Let's see here. How do I want to say that? Is there a product that you get at a certain place and you think it doesn't taste the same anywhere else? Like maybe a chicken or pizza or anything. Is there a certain place that you go for a certain type of food and it's just not the same everywhere else? That's something I think that could be discussed here. Does anybody have a good answer for that? No guesses this morning on our trivia questions. This is kind of strange. We had a lot of guesses yesterday. Maybe people don't know the names here. Full of surprises. What cereal has the slogan "Full of Surprises"? What cereal has the slogan, "A bowl a day keeps the bullies away"? I had never heard that, but this is a popular cereal. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. The simpler, the better. Does anybody know the simpler, the better? Those are the slogans. Does anybody know the cereals? 740-383-9944. The simpler, the better. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Are full of surprises. Does anybody know what those are? I think that's all very fascinating. And we still don't know how many cups of coffee Dunkin' Donuts sells every second, how many different types of donuts Dunkin' Donuts sells in the United States. If you come within five, I'll give it to you. We had some good guesses yesterday, but today we're not quite there. 26 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Now again, if you want to call in and win a prize, if you want the Columbus Zoo tickets, that's okay. If you want the Sleepy Hollow tickets from Tecumseh, that's good as well. Or if you just want to call in and answer the trivia question, we like that too. So how many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? What breakfast food has the slogan "Full of Surprises"? What breakfast food has the slogan "A bowl a day keeps the bullies away"? And what breakfast food has the slogan "The simpler, the better"? These must be really, really difficult questions this morning, because yesterday we had a ton of guesses, but today, maybe not. Where would I have gone in the old days, you know, to get a good snack, you know, good milkshake, good piece of pie? Where were the places in Marion that people went? We've talked so much about Marion yesteryear, it's kind of interesting to know where people would have gone to get these things. See, I don't really know where that would have been. But if you know, let me know. 740-383-9944. I'd be interested to hear about it. Now, here's the thing. I've been meaning to get to this all morning and haven't done it. Now, here's a trivia question. Now, I'm going to tell you how this happened. Last night, I was out in the public, and somebody, we were talking about cereal because of the trivia here in the morning. This person and I were talking about cereal, and we got to a particular type of cereal, and I'll tell you what that is in just a second. We got to a particular type of cereal, and all of a sudden, this person rattled off this fact to me that I had never heard before. I had never heard this in my life. Now, and it was so out of the ordinary that I thought, well, that can't be true. That's got to be a joke. That really cannot be true. So I went and I fact-checked it. And it's true. And I had never heard this in my life. Never. It's the oddest thing. Now, I'm going to give you this as a trivia question in just a second. But here's the thing. I know you can Google it because I've Googled it. And I know it's findable. I do not want you to Google this question. You know, you can Google the other ones if you want. I mean, I'd rather you try to guess them on your own. But I do not want you to Google this. And I'll know if you Google, because this is not an easy question, and I don't believe that most people know the answer to this. So I'm going to give you this question, and you also have to be careful how you answer it. And if you know the answer, you'll know what I mean, okay? This is so bizarre, and maybe we'll talk about this as time goes on. But this is history and this is factual. Okay, here's the question. Now remember, do not Google this. I want to hear your honest opinions on this because I know it can be Googled. And I'm going to know if you Google it. Okay, here's the question. Why was cornflakes invented? Does anybody know the real answer to that? And it's true. I've Googled it. I've done the research. It's the strangest thing in the world. I don't even know how. If I tell you more, I'll give it away. So it's just so strange. But the question is, why was cornflakes invented? Does anybody truthfully know the answer to that without Googling it? Now think about it. 31 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Do not get on your computer. Do not get on your cell phone. Do not ask Siri or any of that, because it is a true fact. I want to know if you know this. Why was cornflakes invented? Very bizarre. 740-383-9944. But the person who I was talking to last night certainly knew this fact. Which, it's so odd. It's odd. That's all I'll say to you. But do not Google it. I feel like I'm back in my teaching days. Do not Google this question. And I'm going to know if you Googled it, because you'll be just a little too smart if you Google this. So I want to hear some guesses. Why was cornflakes invented? This better not be a Google. Go ahead, caller.
I'm not sure why they were invented, but that was actually my mother's first job in Battle Creek. made 7 cents an hour, and she was to pull the dark cornflakes off the line.
Really?
Yeah.
So they did not want the dark cornflakes in there.
Nope. Nope.
That is interesting.
My mom was born in 1918. So you know how long ago that's been.
So she would stand there every day watching the cornflakes.
Yes. And she'd have to pull the, you know, she wasn't the only one, but she'd have to pull the dark cornflakes off the line, and she made 7 cents an hour.
Now, was there any reason why they didn't want the dark cornflakes?
For a uniform color, I would imagine.
What, have you ever heard this, because this thing about how cornflakes was in...
Was it invented for, like, a health food?
Well, it's interesting. It's in that vein, but I couldn't believe, because I was at the grocery last night, and I was in the cereal aisle, which normally I'm not, because I don't usually buy cereal. And I just struck up a conversation with this guy who happened to listen to this show, and he was telling me, and I said, well, I'm doing some research, you know, I was kind of joking around with him, and he said, we were looking at cornflakes, and he said, you know why those were invented, don't you? And I said, no, why were cornflakes invented? And he told me this outlandish answer that I thought, he's lying to me. He's trying to tell me a joke. And I went back and researched. So I know it can be Googled, and that's why I don't want people to Google it. But I went and I Googled it, and it's the truth. And I have never heard this. It's so strange.
Yep, I don't know.
Well, hopefully it'll come out here without a Google.
But I just thought that was interesting that you were talking about cornflakes, and that brought up a memory of my mom.
Well, that's a great, great memory of your mother. What an interesting job that must have been.
Yeah.
Too bad the money wasn't better.
Yeah, well, how long ago?
Yeah, that's...
So, 7 cents, that, you know, she was making money.
Well, that's a great memory. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. Now, see, those are jobs that don't exist anymore, pulling the dark cornflakes off the conveyor belt. That's fascinating. I always like hearing about stuff like that, because there are certain jobs that I think machines have taken over now that people used to do. And sometimes it is our mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers. It's interesting. But the question on the table, and I do not want to hear a Googled answer. I want to know if anybody's truly smart enough. And you have to answer this properly. Why was cornflakes invented? Go ahead, caller.
Okay. The cornflakes, did that have anything to do with the war? Something for the service guys to eat?
No, it wasn't. Now, that would be a good answer, though. I would think that, because, like I was just telling the last caller, I thought cornflakes were probably invented for some, you know, war, health reason sort of thing, because I know a lot of soldiers eat cornflakes, and when this person told me this answer, I was sure that they were making it up. We're just trying to play a joke.
I thought they couldn't have the milk, but maybe if they were out in fighting, they would need something to eat, and it'd be cornflakes. That's the only thing I can think of right now, so.
It's interesting, I'll tell you that.
Is it something way off the collar?
Well, you know, not totally, I guess, but it's just... honestly, when we get the answer, I want to hear somebody's opinion on why they think this cereal was invented for this purpose, because even now that I know that it's true, and even now that I know what it is, I don't understand the correlation between the two.
Well, I have another answer, but...
Well, you can give a guess. Go ahead.
I thought maybe to feed the farm animals.
not the farm animals, but that's a good guess, too.
Okay, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why was cornflakes invented? You know, I'd never heard such a thing. It's just strange, but okay, that's one of them. Don't Google it, though. Do not Google. Why were cornflakes invented? But we have the other questions, too, we're still waiting on answers for. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have on sale in the United States? What breakfast food has the slogan, "Full of Surprises"? Does anybody know that? What breakfast cereal has the slogan, "A bowl a day keeps the bullies away"? I'd never heard that either. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Does anybody know what cereal that was? Or the simpler, the better. That's a breakfast cereal. Does anybody know what slogans those are for? The simpler, the better. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Full of surprises. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? And how many different types of Dunkin' Donuts do they sell in the United States? 740-383-9944. And then our question, you are not allowed to Google, because I know you can Google it and get the answer. Why was cornflakes invented? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, on the donuts, are there 42 different kinds?
More than 42.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
More than 42. Thank you. When you think about it, it's kind of an interesting question, because how many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have in the United States? Now, as we've said, they can probably only put out between 20 and 30 different flavors every day, but they have a lot of varieties, obviously more than 40. Now, if you come within five, I'll give you the answer here, but I was trying the other night just to think of all the varieties of donuts you could have. Now, obviously, you have your regular donuts, like your cake donuts, you have your powdered donuts, you have your chocolate donuts, you have your jelly-filled donuts, you have your crawlers and your fritters and all these things. So there are things out there. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
87 different donuts.
You know, it's actually even more than 87.
Right.
Well, can you imagine there are that many different types of donuts?
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. More than 87. How about that? And that's what I'm saying. I mean, really, when you get down to it here, you have your cake, your chocolate, your powdered. You have your maple logs and your cinnamon twists and all these things. And your jelly-filled and your glazed. But I would love to see the list. I wonder if anybody has the list of donuts available in the United States. Very, very strange. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to guess 95 on the donuts.
95. More than 95.
Oh, dear. Because they don't put hardly any out at the store. That's my son's favorite. He gets on the internet and he thinks they're gonna have all these different kind of donuts, and they have the same, and it's not that big of a selection. So
well, that's it. I think when we called on Friday, the lady at Dunkin' Donuts said that they only put out like 26 a day, but I guess they have a lot more to choose from in the United States.
Well, the ones I get, it's when you come out of Columbus there, that Dunkin' Donuts, they might have, I don't even know if they have 15 different kinds. They don't have a very big selection, so.
Now, where is the Dunkin' Donuts straight out of Columbus?
Now, you know where Freshies is there on, I call it High Street. I guess it'd be 23.
Yeah, yeah.
As you're coming out. Okay, I think it's the second light. Tim Hortons, I believe, is after it. And then there's one over on around Bethel Road, and there's one around over around Morse Road. Those are the three that I've been to.
Now, which is the closest one to us? Is there one over in me?
It'd be the one on, I call it like High Street as you're coming out of Columbus.
So it's right down there by Frisch's.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, as you go north, I'm trying to think. I think it's the second light because I have to kind of remember it, or I have to turn around and go back. They have the drive-through.
Oh, okay. And they only have about 15 flavors, though, you say.
Well, they don't have that many. When I go in, they don't have that many to pick from. Now, they might be, I usually get like the dozen ones, and then they might have specialty ones or something. I usually don't touch those. They might have a few of those, but they don't have that big a selection to me, so.
Ah, well, that's interesting. Why? Thank you.
Uh-huh, goodbye. Bye-bye.
You know what's interesting? If there was somebody who worked down in that area who was very nice and got a dozen donuts, and we could give those donuts away here on the air, wouldn't that be interesting? Because we obviously don't have a Dunkin' Donuts here, although we have been confirmed today that Dunkin' Donuts is a done deal, and it will be coming here. The transfer has happened. But it would be nice for a kind soul. Now, I'm not requesting this. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be nice if a kind soul happened to be near that Dunkin' Donuts and just got a dozen donuts and said, here you go? Because we've talked about this incessantly. And how long does a donut hold up, by the way? I think they hold up a couple days, don't they, if you keep them in the box? Or if you put some maybe plastic over them or something? Won't donuts hold up a few days because they don't keep them refrigerated? Does anybody know that? That's not a trivia question, but does anybody know how long a donut will hold up if you would get one from one of these donut shops? I don't know. How long does a donut last? Very strange. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Speaking of the cornflakes, I know there were two Kellogg brothers, and the one ran a health sanitarium-like. I think cornflakes was developed strictly as a dietary fiber to, he believed in keeping people very regular.
Well, that is, yeah. Well, that's interesting because I don't know if a lot of people know it, but the Kellogg, the gentleman who started Kellogg's with his brother, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
And
I know he thought you ought to have a bowel movement every time you ate.
He was one of those guys.
Yep.
But you know, the reason for the development of cornflakes, and I do think that was partially it, but he really had a goal in developing these cornflakes. And I'm so blown away by it because it's the strangest goal I've ever heard.
He wasn't interested in marketing the cornflakes. The one that the doctor, it was his brother that took on, you know, trying to sell it.
Oh, is that
how everybody else? Yeah, this doctor was only interested in development for his own health reasons, and the people that would go to his sanitarium, you know, for health reasons. And
well, I can see now why he ran a sanitarium, because if he thought that cornflakes would be a good for this.
Yeah, high dietary fiber, basically.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it would never have been marketed if it hadn't been for his brother, who was more interested in the money side of it.
So he was a marketing genius.
Right.
And that's interesting. What?
That's what I remember from listening to the sort of the story of Kellogg's at one time.
Well, I think this reason that I have, I think it might have been, well, it couldn't have been kept under wraps for a long time because it's, people know it now,
yeah,
and people were aware. I don't think he did it under the cloak of darkness.
I don't think so.
No.
He was just, he wasn't interested in marketing, but only his, the benefits to the people that came. They would come and stay for maybe a month or something, you know, to try to improve their health. And that's the only thing he was interested in.
It's interesting.
Yep.
It's interesting. Well, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open. Now, that question is, again, don't Google it, but this is true. We're getting very close to the purpose of the development of cornflakes. Because now we know that Mr. Kellogg was a doctor. It was his brother who was involved in the marketing. And we do know that Kellogg cornflakes did have some health benefits, and that was one of the byproducts of the invention. But the man actually had a purpose for inventing these cornflakes, which is the most wholesome type of food you can think of, in my opinion. Cornflakes. I mean, people eat them every morning, but the reason they were developed is so strange. And I couldn't believe it when I finally Googled it. And I don't want you to Google it. But now we know he's a doctor. We know he ran a sanitarium. But why did he develop these cornflakes? Go ahead, caller.
Okay, did the cornflakes have anything to do with the Depression?
You know, I believe the cornflakes were developed before the Depression.
Oh, okay.
I believe they were developed. Yeah, you know, I'd have to look that up, but it seems to me like it was the early 1900s. I believe it was before the Depression.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I believe it was before the Depression, but I'm not for sure. It's a weird answer. Like I say, don't Google it, but why were cornflakes invented? As I say, I read it last night. I wouldn't ask it for a question if I did not know it to be true. Now, the other questions are still out there. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? I don't believe we've had a guess on that one this morning. How many different types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts sell in the United States? How many different types? And if you come within five of that one, I'll give that one to you. I don't know that we've had any guesses on the cereal slogans this morning. This was a popular part of the show yesterday. Does anybody know the names of the cereals for these slogans? These are all slogans for cereals. Full of surprises. Does anybody know what cereal that is? Full of surprises. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Does anybody know what that is? The simpler, the better. The simpler, the better. Does anybody know what that cereal is? The simpler, the better. No guesses? 740-383-9944. People must not remember these cereals. They're popular cereals. The simpler the better. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. Full of surprises. How many cups of coffee does Dunkin' Donuts sell every second? How many types of donuts does Dunkin' Donuts have? And we know it's over 90 now, which, again, I just don't know if that's possible, but I have to go with what they say. And how long does a donut hold up? Does anybody know that? How long would a Dunkin' Donut hold up? I would love to know that. Any donut. I would think jelly donuts probably would not hold up as long as other donuts. You could probably hold up, well, if you go into a store, cake donuts, powdered donuts, chocolate donuts, those are on the shelf for a long time. But I don't think you can hold the jelly-filled or like the maple-filled or the cream-filled. I don't think that holds up forever. Should you have to refrigerate cream-filled donuts? I was just trying to think, if you go into a donut shop, it's been so long since I've been in a donut shop. Do they have the cream-filled donuts refrigerated? I don't remember. Boy, that's strange. See the things you forget as you sit here every morning? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had gotten some donuts the other day from a bakery, and I just left them in the sack. And I would say my cake donut would last 2 days, And then they started drying out, so that's when I dunked my coffee. I might donut in the coffee. So
now
I would say at least 2 days.
Now, would you think a cream-filled donut or a jelly-filled donut, do you think that would... Do you have to refrigerate those?
I do.
Yeah, I would think that you would have to.
I do. I don't know how that would be, but just for safety, I would.
Yeah. I think you're right.
I can't believe a bakery, though, would do that if you had to. But just to be on the safe side, I put mine in the refrigerator. But my favorite donut is the Long John's.
The Long John's, now those are the cream-filled ones, aren't they?
Yes, but I don't want them cream-filled.
Oh, you don't want them cream-filled?
No, no, no. Meyer's, if you want a cream-filled, you have to order a plain. You have to order them. And I thought, why? You know, they don't. Originally, they start out as a regular Long John. But out at Andrews, I can get them that's not filled. So that's my favorite place to go for the Long Johns.
I know. Andrew does a great job. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. We've talked a lot about Andrew's Pastries this morning, and boy, does he do a tremendous job. Now, there is a man who knows his pastries, and we're so lucky to have that here in the Marion community. That is a great place. And we've talked a lot about Dunkin' Donuts, and they'll come in, and there'll be a lot of hubbub when they first come in, and that'll be a big thing. But, boy, you cannot go wrong with Andrew's. He does a tremendous job, and he's got a great culinary skill. And I think he learned that at Tri Rivers here in Marion, if I'm not mistaken. So that all comes from Marion. The shops in Marion. The training came in Marion. It's all kind of interesting. Any guesses on the... We're down to the last 6 minutes, or, yeah, 6 minutes now. 54 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know what cereals had these slogans? Full of surprises. A bowl, a bowl, a bowl. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. The simpler, the better. Those are slogans for cereals. Does anybody know what those cereals are? That's what we want to know. Go ahead, caller.
I'll guess 120 on the donuts.
Not 120. Well, that's a little over the top.
I was going to say 115, but... If you put the donuts, if they start getting dried out, in the microwave for a few seconds, it really softens them up.
Oh, really? So how long do you think you can keep a donut?
I'd say about a couple of days they start getting dried out. But I don't know if you put that clear wrap over, put them in a container, or put the clear wrap over the box or something. That would probably keep them fresher longer.
But, you know, if you go into a grocery store and they have, like, the cake, you know, in the box, they have the cake donuts, the chocolate donuts, and the powdered donuts. Now, I think those are on the shelf for probably a week or two before they go bad.
But I don't think the donut places put all that preservatives in them. You're kind of like the Amish people. They don't put preservatives in things, so I wouldn't think... Those places would, I don't imagine.
That could be. You know, do you ever have the Dunkin' Donuts coffee?
No.
I always wonder why people love the Dunkin' Donuts coffee so much, because I'm not a Dunkin' Donuts coffee drinker, but I know that we sell more Dunkin' Donuts creamer and Dunkin' Donuts coffee in Marion for Keurig machines than any other brand, even Starbucks, Tim Hortons, all of them. And I don't know what it is about Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Yeah, because the last time I got the donuts, it's probably maybe 3 months ago, they keep raising them down there. I think they got up to, I think a dozen, it was $12 or $13. And they were a lot less than that. But then if you get the Krispy Kremes, they're around Polaris. I never went there. They're about, if you have the coupon, they're just half the price.
I know that Krispy Kreme is all about, you know, when the light's on, you get the fresh donuts.
Oh, I didn't know that. But in the paper, the Marion Star, in those coupons, they would have, like, if you buy a dozen, you get one free. And then they have a dozen, like $6.99 or something like that. And then I think there was a special if you bought, like, four dozen, different things like that. But, I thought most people like the Krispy Kreme, but my son just likes those Dunkin' Donuts, so...
Well, that's what a lot, and I think does Krispy Kreme have jelly filled and all those?
I think they have a lot of different kinds.
Oh, okay.
With their advertisements, I don't know if they have the ones where you put like the bacon on it and different stuff like that, but I think they have maybe, I don't know if they have more than the Dunkin' Donuts in Columbus or not, because I've never been to the Krispy Kreme, but in their ads, they'll have like, you know, different kinds, so.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, we've still got time here. 57 minutes past the hour. Boy, Dunkin' Donuts are maybe a little high dollar there for a dozen donuts. That's a little pricey for a dozen donuts. But if they're good enough and you can charge it and people are buying it, I guess go ahead. If you make it and they come, they come. All right, we've got 3 minutes left here. What cereal has the slogan, "Full of surprises"? A bowl a day keeps the bullies away. We've still got that one out there. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Yes.
The best kept secret in Marion, anyway, about donuts has got to be Andrew's Pastries. You go there and get the scraps. Do you know about the scraps?
No, I don't know about the scraps.
Well, let me just go ahead and drop this knowledge on you. So, it's the scraps are like all the little leftover odds and ends and little pieces. It's the same fresh baked donuts or whatever that you would get if you went in there to purchase the donut. But I think, and I don't work there, so I don't 100% know, but it's like when they cut out the donuts or something that they're going to put like in the case, there's like little odds and ends and whatnot, little pieces that they can't really sell like in the case. But you can go in there, and for $2, you get a huge, and when I say huge, I mean a huge bag of these scraps. And I don't care what the shape of them is, because they taste just as good as the regular, you know, circular donuts that you would buy. But $2 gets you a big, big bag, or you can get a slightly smaller size for $1. But they really load you up. So, scraps.
So all you do is you go into Andrew's and you say, "I want the donut scraps."
Yeah, and it's first come, first serve. When they're gone, they're gone. There's no guarantee on how much they keep at any given time. So if you know you want scraps, you better get there early. But to me, they don't make, no, never mind what shape they are. But they taste just as good whether they are like in a long strip or a circle, or I don't care what shape they are. But they're just as good and as fresh as the other ones.
Now,
but
what time would you want to get there by if you wanted to get some for sure?
Well, fairly early, but I've been known to go in at 10 or 11 in the morning and they still had them.
Oh.
And they're real friendly. You just go in and say, "I want a bag of scraps," and the only question is, big or small.
Oh, well, but, hey, that's a great, hey, I appreciate that.
Scraps, Scott, scraps.
Scraps. Now, do they have a fruitcake donut at at Christmas?
Oh, Scott, you're silly. Have a good show.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, those fruitcakes. Well, there you go. Scraps at Andrew's Pastries. I did not realize that, but there's a little bit of trivia for you. All right. We've got about a minute left here. Don't forget the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2:10 to 3 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5, and the Pastor's Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 to 6 p.m. All right, this might be our last call for the day before we wrap it up here. Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about a fritter, apple fritter.
Fritters.
Did you ever have what they call monkey bread? It's like dough put together. It's like monkey bread. And it's got a glazing on it, and it's little chips of apple. And it's really good. You kind of pick it off a piece at a time and eat it.
Isn't that kind of like bread pudding? The monkey bread?
No. Monkey bread is like, you ever have cinnamon dough? Monkey bread is like cinnamon dough.
Like cinnamon dough.
But it's not cinnamon. Oh. Speaking of bread pudding, I was at Plain City yesterday, and they had bread pudding down there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Dear Dutchman. Yep.
That Dear Dutchman, you can't go wrong.
Yep, for sure.
Well, hey, I thank you for calling.
That's what a fritter is.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's like a little break-off donut, and you eat it, and it's got little chips of apple in it.
Ah, sounds good.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Charlie gets them at Sugar Creek, and they're only 50 cents over there.
You know, I have heard him talk about that. That's during one of the festivals over there, isn't it?
Yep, yep.
I'm going to have to check that out.
It's probably about time for the Sugar Creek Festival. It's a Swiss festival.
I would imagine. Maybe he's in tomorrow. Maybe he'll tell us about that.
There you go.
Hey,
alrighty.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be back with more questions tomorrow, 8 to 10 a.m., but as I say, the Adam the Computer Guy show today, 2 to 3, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6, and we'll have more of these questions tomorrow. Now, don't Google anything overnight. I know curiosity will kill you, but don't Google anything, because we'll come back with the same questions tomorrow, but for today, we're done. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, at the Quicken Loans Arena, and we are joined by a conservative icon, Mrs. Phyllis Schlafly. Phyllis, how many conventions have you been to?
Well, I came to my first one in 1952, so you can count them up.
WWGH Radio, your place for politics. Streaming live on the internet, www.1071.com.